Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're getting our Twin Peaks on, and we're getting our basketball on, and our beer, and whatever else comes up. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today as he is in Vegas, doing Straight Out of Vegas and other cool things. We have what's supposed to be Lance Erline, who just texted me, are we not at the Twin Peaks on Kirby? So no, we are not at the Twin Peaks on Kirby. We're at the Twin Peaks on 290. Tomorrow will be the Twin Peaks on Kirby. So fortunately, the man who will be joining me tomorrow at the Twin Peaks on Kirby is Barry Laminack, who's hanging around, which I always appreciate.
Yeah, no worries. Glad to be here.
If you want to get in today, we don't take calls while we're on the road, but you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, which
is that still alive?
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes people send messages, and sometimes Aaron actually tells us about them. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow.
We haven't gotten a message in a couple.
Yeah, but most people don't use it because it used to be when we first started. Facebook was so easy; you could just comment on the page, and that's how we built the following. And then Facebook changed everything, so now really the only way to do it is send a message, and you know, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, they made it complicated.
Yeah, for sure. But if you want to get in, that's one way to do it. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Right now it's at Barry is Funny, Aaron is Blitzed, Degenerates 975, and of course you can text the show at 713-780-3776, and it is a Thursday. We are live here at Twin Peaks, and Barry, sorry you had to work a little overtime, but you know what? No one else I'd rather have sitting next to me.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And looking forward to tomorrow as well, too.
Tomorrow's going to be fun. It's a Friday. We're going to have a good time.
So just to clarify, so that there's no confusion, today
it's not Friday.
Today is Thursday. Although I got confused today, man. I have had the worst bleeping week when it comes to work. I've been so far behind on everything. We got a lot of stuff going on with Sports Map, and yeah, I've got some stuff going on with the novel, and I'm trying to get finalized and everything. So usually Monday, Tuesday are my work-my-ass-off days on non-show stuff. And then by Wednesday, things lighten up. And so today, about noon, I'm sitting there going, God, I'm so far behind. Because I do stuff like the horse picks for Sam Houston, and they want Tuesday. They want next week's basically today.
Okay.
Because they're doing some special program. So I'm doing all that, and I look up. And it's 12:30, and I know I have to be here at 2:30 for a meeting. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, at least tomorrow on Thursday, I can just put this stuff off until Thursday. And then I'm like, oh, bleep, today's Thursday.
Yeah. No, you are definitely a day behind at least.
Yeah.
But at least you showed up to the right location.
Yes, I did. I double-checked twice. And
I'm not going to lie. On the way over, I was driving, and I was like, I hope it was 290 today and not Kirby. And tomorrow, like, I had that hesitancy because that's something I would do too.
I've come close to that a couple times. That's why there's always this little bit of relief when you pull up and you see the ESPN 97.5 van.
Yes.
You're like, okay, I'm in the right place.
Yes.
So, but yeah, yeah it,
it can happen.
Well, when you have 800 kids, too, it's the last thing you think of is, where am I supposed to be at work today? You got everything else going on. He just got back from doing the NFL thing. So, what is AJ doing in Vegas, by the way? What is he?
Well,
who gave him? This is what happens. He bitches about people missing shows, about people taking time off. And the first thing he does when he becomes PD, time off.
Yeah, well, I actually said this was okay as part of Team Gal.
Oh, you let him? Okay.
Because it's great exposure for him, for us. As a lot of you guys know, both of us do work for pregame, too, mm-hmm. and during the Triple Crown, that's kind of my thing. And he had an opportunity to go out there and do a live podcast, and basically a sold-out podcast.
Oh, wow.
With Brad and RJ and a bunch of people, and also do some Straight Out of Vegas. And so, yes, as much as I would love to have him here for the first few games of the tournament, I mean, he can call in and tell us who he likes. And it's just amazing exposure for him, for the station. So it's a great thing. So I'm behind it 100%. And, that's one of those things. If I'd said, no, dude, you got to be here, he'd have stayed. But, I think it's just it's a good thing for all of us. And it's like we always talk about it. I mean, we got to all build our brands. And as we build our brands, it builds a station brand.
Yep.
And, we all rise the tide together. And there's a reason that we are number one in all the day parts now.
Killing it.
There's a reason you guys are number one, which I'm very proud of you guys for that, because you have the best show in that slot.
Thank you.
And it's about freaking time.
Thank you. Yeah. It's crazy because the day that AJ let us know that we were number one in our slot and third in the city in sports talk is I woke up that morning on Facebook, and guess what my memory was? It was that we had fallen from number two in the city to number three. We were behind you guys in January.
Yeah.
You guys were one. That started that 11-month run of ass whoopings in the ratings. And so, but we ended up number two in January last year, and then we failed at number three. So it looks like January, February is our time to shine. Like, that's when we really...
Yeah, well, it's funny because I feel like my favorite time of the year is summer.
Yeah.
Because we can do whatever the bleep we want.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the best.
And the people who give us grief for doing too much sports, it's like, or not doing enough sports, they obviously don't listen during football season.
No.
Because we don't – I mean, we still have fun. We still get to some other things. But, football rules the roost. And then right now we got college basketball and a lot of great games going. Oh, Belmont now up by two. But, so we're going to talk March Madness. Early in the Astros season, the Astros will dominate.
Yeah.
But the reality is you get to summer, and it's training camp, and it's,
the grind
dead
of
baseball.
Yeah.
So it's that, to me, is where you have to be more creative than anybody else. And I think that's where guys like you and Joel shine and
our station,
Lance
though,
and John.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, that's where we can have more fun and still come up with topical stuff. So, yeah, it's been an incredible run, and I was trying to think about this the other day. I can't remember, the whole being number one for 11 months was awesome. And, if we lose to John and Lance or you guys, hey, cool. I don't have a problem with that, as long as we win afternoons.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last time we lost an afternoon. I haven't even thought about how long that streak is.
It's been a long time, because that goes back prior to the January.
Yeah, because we had won we had a stretch where I know we'd won – 3 out of 4 months, and I think we tied the other, but I don't remember. We'll have to actually go back and look at it. And you know what? And it's fun because, we're still the little guys, man. We're not these big corporate. I mean, we've got a lot of properties now locally, but when it comes to radio, we're the little guys,
man. Well, that's the thing.
And we're punching them in the balls. I like it.
And we don't have a home team to rely on people just being lazy and leaving their radio on that. Like, we fought for every listener, for every meter, for every ratings month over every book that we win, because when you have a home team, when you have one of the big threes on your station, it really helps. They can say it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
year, God, yes,
they were like, that doesn't help us. What? The guy that was saying that's no longer around, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Josh, but it's true. He would always say that didn't give us a boost. That did. Absolutely, it does. So I'm proud of what we've accomplished, because you feel like sometimes we fight with one hand tied behind our back.
Well,
we don't have that.
I mean, we don't have there's not cars running around with our faces on them, mercifully, thank God. There's not billboards.
Yes.
What there is loyal listeners who come out to events like this, who tell their friends about us, and they tell their friends. And it's something that, and it's fun. It's fun for us because, AJ and I have kind of kept things afloat for a long time. It's really nice that it's all built up now.
Yeah.
So I can retire in
peace. You guys started... I mean, your path, and my path so far has been kind of similar. I mean, you guys start. You started on a Sunday.
So, yeah, Sunday mornings.
You and Matt.
Matt,
right?
Dean. Yes.
And Jong was there as well.
Well, no, Jong wasn't there at the beginning.
Okay.
We had a producer called Pikachu.
And
well, because I walked in one morning and he's watching.
Oh no!
Yeah, he's Pikachu's on TV, so that became his nickname.
Okay.
But he had an incident, and we had to replace him.
Oh.
And at the time, we were doing Sunday mornings, and Matt Dean and I were doing a poker show on Monday nights because there was still a poker boom going on. Jong was answering the phones, and he would come in and ask all kinds of good questions, like, wow, what a smart kid. So when we needed a producer, we went to Dave Tepper and said, hey, we want this guy. And so we were together for 10 years. I mean,
that's crazy.
It was an interesting run.
And you started on Sundays.
Started on Sundays and then Monday nights, and then I
middays.
Took the teaching job before the midday show happened because okay. We were supposed to go on middays, and this is a little inside baseball, but ESPN got pissed off because we weren't carrying enough of their stuff, and I think it was Van Pelt at the time. So they basically told Dave, nope, you can't put a show noon to two.
Really?
And so at that point, I made the decision to, you know what, this is probably not going to be a career. Kind of decision you're going to have to face at some point, to be honest with you. So I took a teaching job, 60 to 58 Belmont right now. How much time is left? We don't know?
Yeah, I don't see.
Okay. 3 minutes. Okay. So I took the teaching job, and that was a full-time job. And 2 weeks after I accepted the job, Dave came back and said, we talked him into doing noon to two. So I had 2 years where I was going down to San Jacinto at 6:30 in the morning, working until 11, zipping back to do the show 12 to 2, then going back down there.
Damn.
At the time, we were located at Gessner Westheimer, so yeah. It wasn't close. And so I did that for 2 years.
Damn.
And then the show started really taking off after it took off when Matt was there, and we were having a lot of success. And then when we brought in AJ, the success continued and even got better. 61-58. There's 7:59 left. Who said 3 minutes?
Nick had said that because we're going to break.
In the segment.
Dude.
He thought you meant how much time in the segment.
No, I meant how much time left in the game.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm good here. I've got a little clock on here that tells me when it's time to go to break. And
me talking in your ear when you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I washed that shirt. But had to make a decision and decided that this might actually work out if I kept doing it. And I could always go back to teaching, and I made the right decision, I think. And it's been a lot of fun ever since. And it was hard, though, to try to do them both. And now, of course, after I got myself into the perfect situation where I'm working 3 days a week, I decide, oh, no, let's take on Sports Map. What the hell? Yeah, let's take on the audiobook business. Let's go ahead and just
write a novel.
Get involved with
movies.
Culture Map. Do everything, yeah. But the show gives me the freedom to do that. So, it's fun, though, watching. Like, I like to see people who didn't start in radio. And when Lance gets here, one of my favorite things about Lance is he wasn't really a writer until I had him doing stuff at the Chronicle.
Really?
And so now he's doing NFL Network, so it worked out for him. He and Granato went to bat for me to start radio when I left the Chronicle. I wouldn't be in radio if not for them. So it's kind of weird how things work out, you know?
And Lance, I remember when Lance started, he was just handicapping games. He was a call-in. He was an R.J. Bell type that would just call in. I think it was Star 610 at the time.
Yeah, Star 610.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And he would call in and just talk about handicapping games for a segment or two. And then, you know, he was funny when he did it, and it just went from there. It's crazy when you consider the evolution. Because some of these guys are just born to do radio, and that's like Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie knew when
Charlie
was born, I'm going to do radio. He goes to Syracuse. He gets a radio. That's just
he comes out of the womb with a microphone in front of him. I mean, that's
– He was given play-by-play of the birth.
Yeah.
It was So
remarkable.
I can't believe it. Some of us, though, just got lucky.
Yeah.
And you know, it's pretty cool, though, because I look at you guys and I think, okay. Like, specifically you, because AJ came in, but you started on Sundays, you moved to middays, and now I've just got to wait for you and AJ to die, and then I'll get drive time, and I'll be happy.
Or retire, man. I'm getting close. I really am. I'm at that point now where I'm going to make a decision in the next few months whether this is my last year or whether I do 5 more years.
You ain't going. It's 5 more years.
We'll see. It's not going to be 2 or 3, though. It's going to be one or the other.
It's either 0 or 5?
Yeah, because if I commit to that, then that means – that we're going to stay in Houston for at least that long, and so the wife's going to have to make some commitments on her end, too.
Uh-oh.
Or get divorced, either way.
Who wins that argument?
It's not really an argument. This is, you know, we've got a pretty good financial partnership.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, I'm the CEO, and well, no, she's the CEO.
I was going to say.
And no. She's the CFO.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, you run it like a business. You just work there, okay? Yeah, she owns the business. What? You just work there.
It's just like Gal Media. I'm just vice president. That's all I am. Duh. She's got everything. No, but yeah, I mean, the thing is, and what we did with Middays is we built Middays up to where it was an extremely desirable job for people.
Yeah.
And by the time we got to afternoons, we had been number one in that slot. We'd been number one in the city in that slot, which, and the way the ratings work, it's that doesn't always mean you have the most listeners. But, you know, now that we're afternoons, I mean, it's fun. But and I love that we've done so well for so long. But my biggest thing is, as long as I do this, it's never going to be good enough.
No.
Nothing is ever. I mean, we could be doing 10s and 11s, which from what I understand we are in Beaumont. We could be doing them here, too. Yeah. And it wouldn't be enough for me.
Really?
Yeah, because the day I walk in and say, man, we're killing it. This is perfect. That's the day that you got to say, all right, I need to go do something else.
Yeah. When you start settling.
It's kind of what happened to me at the Chronicle.
Really?
I got to a point where can't do anything else. About to have to lay off a bunch of people. Screw this.
Do you miss that? Is it? Do you think that's why you did the sports map thing? You
no.
You kind of missed the editing.
No,
and the
I really. I didn't. The sports map thing was kind of funny because I give AJ grief because he wanted to be PD. I didn't want to do sports map. David Gal first sat me down and said, "We're going to do this. You're the perfect guy." And he and I and Todd were sitting in the office, and I'm just. Well, I think I was pretty sure I was half stoned at the time, but.
Nice.
Well, no, I had this shoulder injury, and a friend of mine gave me a patch to put on it.
A weed patch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of sitting there going, yeah, this all sounds great. I don't really want to do this because I know my life is about to go from playing Xbox all day and doing the show to being busy as hell. But then, you know, after I left, it's like, for one thing, I can't say no to David Gal for anything because he's just such a great guy.
Yeah.
And a terrific business partner and a good friend. And I sat there and thought about it. I'm like, okay, if he's going to do this, the only way it's going to, and this is arrogant, but it's true, the only way it's going to be successful is if I do it. Because I know exactly what we need to do.
You've been there. You've done it.
And, you know, and so the more I thought about it, the more excited I got. 68-66, 524 to play. Is my man Lawyer Dave on the phone? Nick?
He's not.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you about Lawyer Dave on myself because you know what? He's out there making money for blitzers who've been hurt. And you know what? I'm sure he's in court right now because usually I'll hear from him and say, yeah, I just want to blitzer a bunch of money. Because if you've been hurt in an accident, car accident, 18-wheeler accident, industrial accident, workplace, slip and fall, he takes care of blitzers. You've been hurt by bad drugs, doctor or hospital negligence, any of that, hey, man, he takes care of you. And there's no money up front. Your consultation is free. You have any legal question, you can give him a call, and if he can't help you, he's got other lawyers that can handle what you handle or what you need, and if you don't have a case, he's going to tell you. He doesn't get paid a dime. If you can't afford a doctor, guess what? They're going to get a doctor for you. If he decides to take your case, no money out of pocket for you. He doesn't get paid until you win, and he takes care of everybody across Texas, all the way over to the Golden Triangle, you name it. Anywhere in Texas that you can hear my voice, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. And, guys, I'm not just hawking a lawyer here. This guy's one of my best friends. He's taking care of a lot of business for me. I've seen what he's done for the Blitzers. So, believe me, if you think you need a lawyer, 713-626-8900. Or you can hit him up on Twitter, at LawyerDaveLaw, or just go to LawyerDave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Results may vary. Call for details.
An ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Piedmont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm so high right now.
Oh, my God. So I'm going to have to start drinking. This is embarrassing.
I feel
me too.
So high.
Ugh.
Me too.
Well.
Well.
Update on Lance. Update on Lance. It says 442 on Waze now for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
I hope he's listening. Somebody says, thank God Fred isn't molding the minds of our youth. You know what? You can make fun of me for a lot of things, but if I go and give you the resume of what my students have gone on and done, you can suck it, sir. I got a guy who's a film producer who's a former student of mine.
Damn.
In fact, he's doing my movie.
Nice.
And a director.
Nice.
Lance is listening, so don't say anything bad about him.
Oh, what an idiot.
I had 32 interns come through our program, 22 of which got hired somewhere. So our record for getting people.
How many failed?
Into the business. I only had two students fail.
Really?
And one of them I felt really bad about, but he did not speak a word of English. And
I don't feel like you applied yourself in that situation, Fred.
Well, it's kind of like he was Vietnamese, and he just got here, couldn't speak English, and he wanted to be in communications. And I'm kind of like, there's a step you needed to take before you came in here. Because a lot of it's writing, and, you know, and he would turn stuff in, and I'm just like, man, you really need to drop the class. You got no chance. And he would just respond to me in Vietnamese.
So you didn't encourage him? You just told him to quit?
No, there was no way he was going to pass. I mean, listen.
Was he learning English at the same time?
Apparently not, because I would sit there and tell him stuff, and he would just look at me and stare. And I'm like, okay.
That's a good excuse, though, if you think about it. Like, oh, I didn't know there was such a word as homework. There's not a word for homework.
I mean, that's probably I'm sure there's a lot of people that would have just floated you by.
See?
But he would come into my office. I'd say, dude, you really need to drop the class. And you got no chance. And his response would be,
huh?
That was it.
I would just look at you.
And smile.
See, I would have just given him the pity A. I'd have been like, what? Here's an A. I know you don't know what an A is in English alphabet, but you get one. You can have it.
I don't know. Maybe in Vietnamese that's an F. I don't know. I have no clue.
Wow.
But no, it was a lot of fun. That part of it was fun. What wasn't fun was, and I have no problem saying this, the administration sucked ass.
Really?
Yeah. And some of the things that they expected you to do were just ridiculous. The problem, and this, I think this is a problem with a lot of education, is you have people running school districts and managing that have never had any real management experience. They're teachers that went to school to get an extra degree to manage. And, you know, believe me, managing an operation is much, much different than being a school teacher.
Yeah.
But
Do they run it more like a business?
No,
or do
they
run
don't.
It more like a classroom?
No, they try to run it like a classroom,
That
just doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, somebody came to me once and said, oh, you have X amount of dollars in the budget. And I was like, I don't need that. I need like one-fifth of that, and I can actually cut it more if I need to and still do the students right. Like, oh, no, you have to spend it or it goes into the general fund. I'm like, well, put it in the general fund.
Yeah.
Let somebody else use it. I don't need it. So, oh, no, if you don't spend it, then you don't get that much next year. And I go, well, I don't need that much next year.
That's such a corporate thing.
Yeah.
God, I heard that so many times. I never understood that mentality, but especially in a class environment, especially in a school environment. That doesn't make sense.
Well, no, and you know, nice people just way over their heads. Okay, Maryland now 74, Belmont 71, 246 to play in
now,
that one.
If they lose, you're washing the jersey, right, Aaron?
I want to wash it either way.
Okay, well, you haven't yet, so... that would be...
Yeah, see, because I can't smell anything, but there's something emanating from over there. I don't know what it is. That's like one of a blessing and a curse to not be able to smell very much.
That is, yeah.
Because, like, most of the time, I can't smell if somebody just has general BO or whatever. But, man, if something... if somebody throws up, I can smell it. And when I do, it's so strong. It's very strange.
That's the only time you smell is when you smell vomit?
No.
Well, that's not a good life
to
live.
No, that's not just vomit. I mean... but it's just I have to be really close to something. It has to be really strong.
Did you, was it something happened that you lost?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I got my nose broken a bunch of times when I was young.
Okay,
so,
that'll do it.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny because we had a – I'm not going to dog her out too much, but, oh, there's a dunk, 74-73, 207 to play. Apparently the wife left on one of the burners when we went out a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We walk in. She's like, what's that smell? Thing. You don't smell how strong that is? No. And it's like, dude, it's gas. And I left the burner on it. So she goes to turn it off. And I'm thinking to myself, man.
Could have blown up.
I would have never smelt it. I would have walked out on the balcony, lit up a joint, boom, dead.
There goes the whole place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Oh, 76-73 with 141 to play.
Did you happen to catch the Auburn game earlier?
I did.
New Mexico State?
Yes.
That was fantastic. That's what makes the tournament fun is games like that. And I know you and AJ, I just never get into college basketball. I feel like that's most people, though. Most people don't get into college basketball until the tournament rolls.
No, and that's cool because now everybody's into it. They all get their brackets. And it's funny because I got more interested really last year because AJ was killing it. And, you know, he was doing the thing for SportsMap for us, 77-73. Yeah. So I started following everybody. And I got a lot more interested last year when UH got good because I grew up with UH basketball and that's all I ever cared about.
Yeah.
So with them playing well,
It gets you a little more, but yeah.
Yeah, so like not just them, but I follow the whole AAC now and pay a lot of attention to Cincinnati. And you know, that's why I bet Belmont against Temple the other night because I'd seen Temple play enough that Belmont's better than they are. So. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not as nearly into it as AJ is, but it's kind of like, I'm sure it's like Joel with you. It's like as into comedy as you are, at some point he's got to pick up some of it, right?
You would think, yeah.
It's like MMA with AJ, because I like MMA. I'm not, you know, I'm not rabid about it, but I feel like I know more about it than most people simply because I picked that up. And it's, you know, I have some things too that, like, nobody cares about horse racing until the Triple Crown.
And then everybody's your best friend.
Right.
One advice and,
that's okay.
And tips and.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, what I like about that is, I mean, that's how life's supposed to be. If you don't really know that much about something, then it's like soccer. Man, like, I don't know soccer the way that people who grew up with it did because I didn't grow up with it. But I can sit there and listen to Glenn Davis for an hour and feel like I've learned something. So I try to learn stuff like that.
The thing is, though, like with a guy like Glenn, because he's passionate about it.
Oh yeah.
Because he's loves the sport and wants to educate people. That's what makes it a good listen.
Yes.
Because if you get a guy that's just droning on about soccer,
oh, yeah,
you feel like, oh my God, okay. But there are guys like Glenn that are passionate. There are guys like AJ that are passionate about MMA. There are guys like you that are passionate about horse racing. So when you hear guys like that, it gets you more interested. Because trust me, a lot of times, like, I don't care about soccer or horse racing.
Right.
But when I hear you guys talk about it, I'm into it. I'm interested.
But, you know, the big sports I feel like I know enough about. But it doesn't stop me from bouncing stuff off people.
Yeah.
You know, and even with betting, like, if I feel like I have a college football game I like a lot, I'll wait till Brad comes on and I ask Brad and AJ. And if we're all on the same page, I feel good about it. And if they're on the opposite side, I might still bet it.
Yeah.
But I might back off on how much I'm spending.
Yeah.
And that's,
or reevaluate. Go back and rerun the numbers. And
but, you know, that's the thing. We should be able to learn something from every sporting event we watch, from every person we talk to. I mean, that's what life's supposed to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, it's Fred Fowler and Barry Laminek. 5 seconds left, and Belmont throws the ball away down one. They were holding for the last shot. They failed
awful.
Miserably.
Awful.
Didn't even get close.
That was disgraceful.
Oh, so it was 78-77. They get the ball with 20 seconds left. They dribble it down.
I'm going home.
What do you expect from a bunch of musicians?
Well,
I mean, it's obviously a school of music.
Hey, at least they can play a little basketball. If they were really good musicians, they'd be at Juilliard, so there's that.
Exactly. That's awful. That looked
about
like.
Oh, man.
Yep, bunch of band guys out there playing basketball, just throwing it away.
This one time at band camp, I threw the pass away. Yeah.
embarrassed the 5 alumni we have.
Oh, man.
Aaron and those 4 other guys that don't even use their music degree.
So, hey, guys, we're at Twin Peaks 290. And come on out. We'll be here today. We'll be at Twin Peaks Kirby tomorrow. Lance Erline will be joining us. I hope next segment. I think he'll be here.
You think?
If his ways is right, yeah.
Well.
But 832 says, I'm sure Barry's glad to get some extra time at work so he doesn't have to go home and deal with his divorce.
This has been a running joke now.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I don't even remember. Like, somebody assumed I was getting a divorce.
Who did you sleep with?
Nobody. No, not even my wife. Like, I'm not having sex with anyone. That's what's so weird.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's a problem.
It literally just dawned on me. That might be why.
Yeah, she's sitting at home with Mr. Tonko toy.
Yeah. Well, we did play-by-play of two people out in the parking lot cheating earlier.
Oh, God.
I had to double-check.
That is so easy to spot.
I had to double-check and make sure it wasn't my wife. So I was like, well, that wouldn't be good if I'm doing it. And then I'm like, wait a minute, Nora, is that you? That would have been awful. But
actually, though, that would have been funny. You take some pictures, you send them to your lawyer, and you come out okay.
Yeah.
Just saying, got a little experience in this, I can tell you.
You know.
And on both ends, I'm not going to lie. I've been the hoser and the hosee.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Okay. Now, was it the first time, were you the hoser or the hosee?
No, first time was her.
Okay.
Second time was me.
Like, that looked fun. I'm going to do that.
No. It didn't quite work out that way. But yeah, I pretty much turfed her right after that. And then now I'm kind of the point where I don't care.
If so,
dude, you keep bringing home that paycheck.
No,
it's fine. So
it's not that you're polyamorous. You're just like lazy. You're just like, I'm too, I don't care enough to fight about it.
Exactly. Because I'm like,
dude,
listen, whatever. When I rank the things that are important to me right now,
yeah,
that's pretty far down the list.
Is it?
It's like not. I don't want to be kicked out and not be able to see my dog is probably number two behind money. You know.
So it's money, dog, and then a bunch of other things,
yeah.
And then wife, and then a bunch of other things, and then cheating on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of at the point where if my wife was cheating on me, as long as he did like helped around the house and did chores when I'm not there, like if he mowed, I'd be happy with that. I'd be like, that's okay.
I just feel like if she's going to do it, then I should be able to do it, so it's all fine.
Well, there's that too.
But I don't have enough interest right now. That's what happens. You get old. You just don't care.
Hey, look.
There's more important things. Like, you know what? Entertaining people for 3 hours. That's more up there. That's like right up. That's over money.
So you would rather be entertaining people for 3 hours than having sex?
Yeah, I think I would at this stage of my life.
I don't know if I'm with you on that.
Okay,
one.
We got 2.4 left. Throws it up from half court. No.
Not going to make a 79-77
Maryland wins. Too bad you guys didn't.
Going home. Bye.
Womp, womp, womp,
I think he could have got another 10 feet before he launched that thing.
Yeah.
But he would have needed to get another 12 for it to be close, as it turned out. But, good run for Belmont.
They should have let the tuba player shoot it. He's probably stronger.
It's time for me to drown my sorrows.
They faltered down the stretch, as it were, since we're going to throw some horse racing in there.
Fuck. I like that. Nice. Nice mix there.
713-780 ESPN. You know what I'm going to do for you is since Lance has just showed up, we'll give him until the end of the segment to get settled in.
Okay.
I'm going to get you a nice bottle of whiskey for filling in today.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate that.
That's dope.
With that extra $450. Inside joke, but I'm gonna get you a nice bottle of whiskey because I appreciate you filling in.
Okay,
and carrying us until Lance gets here.
I love whiskey. I am a whiskey guy, so that works perfectly.
And as you'll figure out, like when we all get each other gifts for anything, it's all alcohol.
Is it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's just how it works.
Works for me because I'm an alcohol kind of guy. So. And a whiskey kind of guy. I'm glad that it's not like
you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go and when I get home and check my closet and see what I have. And if I don't have what I want to give you, I'm going to go buy it because I know where to get it.
Oh, is this – so it's going to be like a – it's not going to be like, you know, not – they're like Jim Bean with an N at the end and not Bean.
It's
going to be like a knockoff.
No, and it's not going to be it's definitely not going to be Evan Williams.
Is that bad?
We talked about this before. Back when I was a pour, that was my go-to drink. Because Evan Williams, because it was like $12 a bottle.
Oh, wow.
And it was
awful.
And for cheap whiskey, it was good.
You could run it through your car, like if you ran out of gas.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, or if you needed a Molotov cocktail, it was good for that.
Double up.
Yeah. But I was like, man, it was like.
That's awful.
My go-tos were Evan Williams and Polar Ice Vodka, which was like $13.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No. Well, no, actually, for the price, they were really good. But, when you're living in your car, that's all you can afford.
I think I would prioritize, though, whiskey would be pretty low on the on
oh,
the
God, no. I mean, no.
Are it's you saying I don't have my stuff together?
No.
Like, if I'm living in my car, I don't know that I'm buying the whiskey right away. I guess, though, it depends.
Now, the choice was either whiskey or kolaches. I mean, that was what that choice was, because they come out to about the same price.
I mean, I kind of think I'd go kolaches.
Oh,
I'm not
screw
lie.
That.
What? What kind of kolaches, though?
The cheapest ones I could afford.
Oh, okay. So you lived on kolaches and whiskey?
Pretty much.
That was your...
Yeah. Easy Mac. Like, I'd get that Easy Mac, that little, you know, the crap.
Where
with,
would you
work not
this
even...
stuff? On the engine block?
How would no, you I would go to the station, and I'd pour the powder into it and mix it up with water. Boom.
You'd show up in the middle of the night with no one there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I had, at the time, I was working at like 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh. For, oh, so you would just... Okay.
Yeah, so I would basically... my life at the time, because I was single, was I would usually go to Nick's place or someplace like that.
Uh-huh.
Have a few drinks. Hopefully meet a woman. Hang out with her.
Go back to my place.
Go back to her place.
It's
yeah.
in the handicap spot. Yeah,
exactly. Then go sleep in the garage for a couple hours and go sleep on the couch in the KRBE studio.
What?
And then start cranking at 5 and 5:30.
Now, a lot of people hear that and think, wow, that's really rough, and look where Fred has come from. But I kind of look at that with all the stuff and the responsibilities and think, that would be kind of nice, actually, where you just all you have to maintain is a car, and that's it.
How would you live without your lawn?
I trust me. People think I'm into the lawn thing. I hate it. I learned it and do it out of necessity. If I could, there's no mowing that takes place in a car. I would be just fine with that.
Well, see, that's why I love the place I have now, because, you know, it's got a front yard,
uh-huh.
but part of our HOA, they pay for all the landscaping.
I want that so bad.
And so, I mean, I never have to worry about anything like that.
See, I've had to fall in love with lawn care out of necessity for having to take care of it, not because I want to. Trust me on that.
No, a lot of people saying Evan Williams is really not bad. It's not. Like, I would – it's just now I'd rather spend $80 on a bottle of something than $13.
Yeah, no, I'm not spending $80 on whiskey either.
Well, that's what I was going to get you.
Oh, no, I'll drink it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but I'm too cheap to do that. I'm too cheap.
See, I just pick different – I have different things that I'm willing to spend money on. That's
okay.
all. Like whiskey.
Yeah. Kolaches.
Not anymore, no.
Oh.
I we go to better restaurants now. I have better quality weed.
Oh, see, that's
yeah.
I'm getting there now. Now that's the next level for me.
Yeah,
I swear our lives are very similar. If I swear to God, Fred, if I end up divorced, living in my car, then I'm just gonna be the next Fred Fowler.
No, you're too successful for that now. By the time I was your age, I wasn't living in my car anymore. I was doing pretty well.
Oh, okay.
I was like 43, so that was like 11 years
44.
ago. I'm 44. All right, so never mind.
I'm literally a week away from living in my car, I feel like.
One
bad joke.
One joke that gets you kicked off the air and gets you divorced.
Nick says he's been gunning for my job anyways. You know, maybe
he's going to set you up.
Him and Joel conspire. Next thing you know, I'm living in the car, drinking $80 whiskey until it runs out.
You know what, Barry? I have a guest room you can live in so that you don't have to experience that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Just stay the hell out of my whiskey, though. You got to buy your own Evan Williams.
Okay.
That's happening.
Deal. Deal.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my bookie. And before we do that, thanks for filling in, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate you, man.
If you like what you heard, you'll love the 3 hours tomorrow at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Right now we're at Twin Peaks 290. Lance Erline will be joining me here in just a couple minutes. And I got to tell you, if you're watching all the basketball and you're enjoying it, you could enjoy it a little more if you put some money on it. Where did that come from? Hey, guys, MyBookie, that's a place to go. And I told you I played that parlay on MyBookie, hit that. I'm going to play a couple games tonight on MyBookie. And the great thing about MyBookie, and I play horses there all the time. How about this? When you win, they actually pay you. That's like my favorite part about MyBookie. I had a couple of cash outs. Had a nice little run on the ponies, cashed out a couple times, right to my account, no problem. In-game live betting, too, so if you miss the start of some of these games, you want to jump in, they got you covered there. And the best thing is great customer service, terrific perks, all kinds of bonuses. Go and check them out. You can go to mybookie.ag, or you can just Google MyBookie and get your account started right now. They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit. So let's say you put in, 100 bucks. You're going to get 50 bucks in free play. Just for putting in $100. So use promo code radio to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live from Twin Peaks on 290. And just want to tell you, join Charlie Palillo, the usual suspects, and us out at Twin Peaks Kirby tomorrow from 11 to 7.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't miss a single play of the men's hoop action on their wall-to-wall TVs while enjoying their scratch food and signature 29-degree beer tomorrow from 11 to 7 at the Twin Peaks Kirby location. But today we are on 290.
Yep.
And come on out here. And joining me now is, well, one of my favorite guys on all of radio. And I'm not even mad at him because I was thinking about this today. I don't think you and I have actually ever done a show together with just us.
No, I don't think so.
All the time that I've known you. I mean, I've popped on with you and John a couple times back in the day, and you popped on with us, but
right.
I don't think we'd ever done a full show, and I was all excited about it. And then you had to go to Twin Peaks Kirby.
Yeah, then I went to the wrong one.
Well, to be honest, I think everyone at this station has done that once.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this location. I don't try to mess with 290 very often.
I remember once AJ, we were at the racetrack, and it's like 2 minutes before the show starts, and I get a text from AJ, is like, bleep, I went to the station. And the funny part about that
I've done that before, AJ too.
Lives like 5 minutes from the racetrack. So he goes all the way to the station, has to come all the way back.
I've done that at Prime Social before.
Yeah.
And I live near Prime Social, and I went all the way to the station. And then one time I got confused and went to Prime Social when we weren't there either. So I've done it to one time I didn't bring shoes with me when we were 6'10", and I had to wear golf spikes into the office just because I had them in the car. And this wasn't soft spikes. This is the kind that used to.
Yeah.
And John's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I actually left my shoes on top of my car, so when I drove off, must have gone on the street or something." Yeah, I mean, early in the morning, you can make some mistakes when you're not very clear-headed.
Well, yeah, that's that whole morning thing. But I just figured, you know what, this was whole the whole thing was just a ploy. So you didn't have to do much more than 2 hours of radio. Since you've already done your 2 hours this morning, so
that would have been. I do my 2.5. It usually reaches into about 2:35 when they're being stupid and saying stupid things.
And then you leave and the ratings go down.
And then I just leave and I go do my other job. And I just found out Mike Mayock going to the Oakland Raiders had unintended consequences for me. Because Daniel Jeremiah jumped into Mike Mayock's role.
Right.
And now they're asking me to pick up, you know, the shows that Jeremiah had. They're asking and I got a contract coming up at the end of May. And so you don't want to, like, say no.
Right.
And plus, I like doing it. It just makes it more difficult. And so I've got to take some of my radio vacation days away to do some work days. But I also wake up and I do the show at 5. That's what sucks. Morning show. On the West Coast?
Yeah.
Man, the 5 a.m. show, it was even more brutal when I was at 790 because I was doing 6 a.m. So that was a 4 a.m. start. Wake up at 3, whatever.
Right.
I mean, man, that was tough. So I've got to fly out there every week. Every week I got to go do my Tuesday. I do Monday and Tuesday TV shows, at least this next week, and after that it'll just be Tuesday. But it's doing it 5 a.m. is it's not awesome. There's a reason. I will never do a 6 a.m. radio show again unless I have to.
I know that was a big reason we were able to get you back.
Yeah, I just said, and I told the other station, I said, look, when I went over there in the first place, I said, I don't want to do 6 a.m. Oh, no problem. No problem. That's not a problem. And then within a year, I was not on mornings. I was doing it with Charlie Palillo in the afternoon. And then
listening to you guys and thinking, but this does not work.
And then, which is different personalities.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then after that year, like, oh, yeah, you're on at 6 a.m. Again. Like, oh, great. Just what I said I didn't want to do.
Well, I'll ask you this because I know you're a rising star at NFL Network. There's no question. And it's always kind of cool when I'm watching NFL Network and I see the scroll across the bottom, Lance Zierlein's mock draft, and they'll put your top five on there and stuff. Is that something that's just going to get bigger and bigger, or are you
no,
going to be able to keep doing both?
No, there's a finite, like, there's a ceiling on me. I'm not a rising star. I just do some draft stuff.
I don't know, man. I think you're better than Mayock without, you know, and you don't have the lisp. You don't have the lisp either. So
no, Mike's well connected, and I do what I do. I know my lane, and Daniel Jeremiah is the rising star. It's definitely not me, but I have value over there because it's not easy to write 500 players up in that short a time frame. It almost safeguards me against competition because it will drive you crazy. I mean, it absolutely grinds you down to a stump. So there's not a lot of people who can take on that job and do podcast
right.
and do TV stuff. And I can do all of them if they need it.
Well, I was talking to Barry about this. What's kind of fun for me and why I was really looking forward to today is how full circle things come because
yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to mention me. You're talking about those film writers, and you know, I got my start writing with because of you over at the Chronicle.
Well, I wasn't teaching then; I was just editing then. But that was specifically about my former students. But
right.
In 2 years, by the way, including I forgot to mention Victor, who does the soccer with Glenn. He's a former student of mine.
Oh wow!
He does a great job for Sports Map. But no, I came to you because, and it's funny. Because you and John were the only guys I listened to. And
right.
I had done some radio with Ed Fowler back in the day on KSEV.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did?
Yeah, back with Dan Patrick.
And, yeah. So I got my start as a phone answerer for Barry Warner.
Wow.
That's how I met Matt Thomas.
Wow. But I was just a regular guest because they wanted I was doing horse racing while I was at the Chronicle. And so,
right.
And then occasionally I filled in on a couple shows, and it was okay. It wasn't anything that really interested me. But I remember loving what you and John did,
yeah.
And when we finally started our online site at the Chronicle, I thought we needed some cool voices, and I approached you about doing the Z Report and doing some fantasy and things like that.
Well, you know, you brought me in to write fantasy football
right.
first for the Chronicle,
right?
Which I always tell people that you were more forward thinking because there weren't a lot of fantasy football. That was like in 2005.
Yeah, nobody was doing it.
No one was doing it, and so I started writing fantasy football articles. And you know, looking back on it now, I mean, when you look back at how specific and how unbelievably advanced the articles are now in the content. But I was writing stuff that you just weren't really able to read on a weekly basis. And then it rolled into the Z Report. And then from there, we had a lot of success with the fantasy football side of it. And you said, hey, you want to keep going and do NFL draft? Because I was doing that with my Sideline View newsletter. And I started doing that. And that's, ultimately that became a platform. Then just I could write about pop culture or Astros or whatever. And it became a platform where I got some notice nationally, people kind of picked, and that's before Twitter.
Oh yeah,
pushed
yeah.
it out.
But your Z Report, we'd have our meetings at the Chronicle, and we'd have okay, which blogs are getting the most hits, and yours would always be the most. And our editor at the time, who I didn't really get along with,
uh-huh.
was like, why do people like this so much? I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So it was like the things that were money were the Z Report and anything about the weather.
Really?
Yeah. Weather, we'd get millions of hits on.
The weather?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, but no, I what was cool is seeing you run with it even after I left. And
yeah.
it pissed me off, though, because all the things, and I've always liked to try to be 10 years ahead of everything. I thought we were ahead of the curve with fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
We were the first major newspaper to cover MMA.
Yeah.
And
that was another thing is I mean, I had Dana White on back in 2001 because I was a big follower of MMA, and I was watching it. I mean, Pride and Soccer
Rob. Yeah.
I'm getting guys in studio like Mark Kerr and all these guys who I thought were really – and I knew, Tito Ortiz before he ever won any championships,
yeah.
Rico Rodriguez. And so I remember you wanted to do that as well, bring MMA in there.
Yeah, and what's funny –
Who ended up doing it? I can't remember.
We had a guy, Steve Sievert did it for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
We had somebody else's – I think Steve was my first guy.
Was it Adam Villarreal or
I think that was after me because we'd started doing that. And then I started a poker column from Daniel Negreanu.
Yep.
I wanted to start a gambling column, and they shot it down. And as soon as I left, they got rid of all of it. And it just, it's like,
Started burying my blog so far back. Like, you couldn't even find my blog anymore. And I was like, it really turned me off to even writing it anymore.
Well, and that's the thing. It's just, it's like, okay, no, we're going to be more traditional. And the whole thing was, no, we need to get a younger audience.
Yeah, you were on the right side of it. Going traditional is the end. That's the end.
Well, and
you can't do it that
way. It's funny because I really wanted to get more gambling content back then.
Uh-huh.
And like everybody, even the first few years in radio, people made fun of me for all the gambling content. And now that's like all anybody wants. It's like, well, you know.
ESPN's creating shows around it.
Yeah, and I've actually had people call me wanting me to come work for them and do gambling stuff. I'm like, no, this is – but the final part of the story, and I have a Dana White story I want to do when we come back.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it. But, you know, you took off with that. I helped you get started in it. You took off with it. Now you're doing all the stuff for NFL Network. I wouldn't be in radio without you and Granato, because John was the first person to call me when I left the Chronicle.
Yeah.
And you guys just like, dude, you need to come in and do this. And you had me in all the time and encouraged me and say, oh, you'd be really good at this. And, you know, it sucked for a while like it does when you're getting started in anything, but I wouldn't be here without you and Granato. And,
yeah, you know, I appreciate it.
And it's kind of cool, frankly, that it worked out this way.
Yeah, it's just kind of not flipped roles, but helped the progression.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. A lot of people want to know what you think about Justin Houston to the Colts. We want to talk about that when we come back. I want to share that Dana White story because I think you'll find it amusing. And talk about the Rockets a little bit and why I didn't respond to something this morning that I should have.
All right.
It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 live here at Twin Peaks on 290.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.